This is Word of Mouth on New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up, once known for their holiday food humbuggery, a vegan chef encourages us toward colorful and creative Thanksgiving fare with nary a tofurkey in sight. And for some carnivorous balance, we'll lift the lid on why shortening is shortchanging us when a food writer shares her love of lard. Plus, war journalist turned humorist P.J. O'Rourke shares some of his pleasure journalism, less dangerous, but no less eventful than artillery fire. But first, tomorrow is pretty much the official start of the holiday season, and that's when we start feeling the pressure to ramp up our game, to make memorable gifts, to make our homes shimmer, to make the food on our tables shine. We can't all be Martha Stewart, of course, but our first guest has spent his career trying to convince us that we can have hope. Matthew Mead is a lifestyle and entertaining expert who's authored numerous books, including Entertaining Simple and Matthew Mead's Halloween. He's a contributor to HGTV, as well as magazines like Real Simple and Better Homes and Gardens. He also maintains his own inspiration-fueled website, Matthew Mead Style. All that, and he lives right here in Concord, New Hampshire. Matthew, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Well, thank you very much, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you,
too. Thank you.
Well, it's already Thanksgiving weekend, which means that for most of us, a solid month of entertaining and revelry begins right now. Your own magazine, You Have a Holiday Issue, has some terrific creative ideas for pleasing the crowd, including some inspired by the classic New England treat, kettle corn.
So what I like to do is, you know, I like to cut some corners and give people really some quick tips and tricks so they can spend time with their guests. So I start with a big old yellowware bowl that I found at the flea market. It's one of my favorites. And I collect them. So and then I collect things from the grocery store, really. I start with a bag of kettle corn that's already been popped.
Uh-huh.
And I fill the bowl with that. Sometimes these can be a little hard to open. And then I really just fill it all the way up so it's
Whoa,
heaping.
Whoa, yeah. That's a heaping bowl of kettle corn.
And then I add in things like nuts and dried cranberries, which are really healthy and fun.
And seasonal.
Right. And then I also like to put in some semi-sweet or dark chocolate. And it's not only fun to look at, it's colorful, it's textural, and it tastes really good. And you can take heaping handfuls and you get, you know, great flavors in every bite.
Well, I have to admit, you had me at cutting corners. All right, let's talk about holiday design, because one thing that I notice all over that your website and your magazines are decorations that they're made from things that you can pick up in the yard.
Right. I'm very known for natural seasonal things, and I like to always engage nature at the holiday time. You know, pine cones, pods, evergreen, all of those things are easy to collect and find and easy to craft into other things.
I will have to admit, though, I don't have the time to drill holes in walnuts to make a wreath, for example. Any simpler ideas for just jazzing up the house a little bit?
Well, sure. I mean, I think bowls of things are great. You know, bowls of ingredients are beautiful. You know, I take my mixing bowls out of the cupboard and I'll fill them with fresh pomegranates or green apples, really colorful things that you can perch on top of a cupboard or on a mantle. I'm one for simplicity, so I don't feel like you have to craft everything that you use. In fact, I think it's nice to bring your Christmas tree in and keep it unadorned.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's quite refreshing to have something that isn't all overly covered with decorations.
Well, of course, a lot of people will be getting their Christmas trees this weekend. Any other suggestions from a design pro for a Christmas tree?
I think there's so many interesting things you can do for Christmas trees now. I mean, I like to bring in a bare branch and put it in an urn and cover it with ornaments. Or we've even taken old chalkboards and drawn Christmas trees on them and used them as the Christmas tree.
Oh, that's great.
One time we made one out of Post-its on a wall that I thought was quite interesting. What's great about it is that you have no shedding and you have actually more space and more room for gifts.
I'm having 20 people for Thanksgiving dinner
okay.
tomorrow. People are bringing, you know, some dishes. They're helping me out, of course.
Right.
But what are some simple things I might be able to do to fake like I've actually really been able to spend time on this?
I like to spend a little more time on the table, you know, on creating a really pretty table. I use lots of fresh produce to maybe create a runner down the center. I think candles make a huge difference.
Do you always lay out place cards? They're in all of your dinner parties.
I do love place cards, and I love engaging all the different things that can be used as place cards. You know, sometimes it could be an edible cookie wrapped in cellophane, or it could be an egg cup filled with candy. You know, there's so many possibilities. I think people like the format formality of knowing where they're going to sit. You know, the hardest thing with those 20 people that you'll have over is getting them to sit down and eat. And so you really want that table to be a showstopper.
How about for you, Matthew? I mean, you're a person that everybody looks to and says, oh, I love his ideas. I mean, what happens for you around the holidays? Does the pressure just ramp up?
Oh, I'm busy. I'm busy. I'm thinking about how I can make Christmas special for other people. I try to think of easier things to do. I suggest that people, instead of a large party with many people, do maybe 3 weekends with a couple couples each time and have simple things like macaroni and cheese that's homemade or some comfort foods, or maybe try a dessert party. I also think evening entertaining is nice with candlelight because it hides a multitude of sins. And it becomes magical because of the light and the atmosphere and the camaraderie of your guests.
Okay, Matthew, I'm holding on to that. I can serve mac and cheese if I want to.
You absolutely can.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Matthew Mead is a style and entertaining expert who's contributed to HGTV, Real Simple, and iVillage, among many other media outlets. You can find much more of his inspired holiday ideas on his website, MatthewMeadStyle.com. We have a link to it now at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. His magazine, Matthew Mead's Holiday, is now on newsstands. Coming up, two takes on traditional flavor, from a new twist on the vegan palate to an unappreciated staple food one writer wants to bring back to our pantries, lard. That's when Word of Mouth returns on NHPR.